The administration has launched a new project on work-life balance and pay, and this one will affect contractors. As part of the project, the Labor Department's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs will hire hundreds of new people to help with enforcement. The office is also working on some new rules. It all stems from the White House Middle Class Task Force. Here to explain what the project means for contractors is Pat Hsu, who leads the Contract Compliance Office. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right. So tell us about this Workplace Flexibility Initiative. Let's start from the beginning about what it's all about.
Well, workplace flexibility is part of an overall program that the Middle Class Task Force rolled out a couple of weeks ago. And what it is an attempt to try and assist workers to compete with the to grapple with the competing demands of work and family. It's a project that the administration is very supportive of, and here at the Department of Labor, we've been working on policy issues with respect to how to make that a reality both within the department and outside the department. My colleague Nancy Lepink and my who's the head of Wage and Hour, as well as the assistant secretary for the Women's Bureau, Sarah Manzano Diaz, are heading up that piece of the project. What I'd like to focus on, if I could, was
sure.
The other important piece of it, which is the pay discrimination part. For those in your audience who don't know what the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs does, it's an agency that is designed to level the playing field for all American workers who work for federal contractors, which is an astonishing 22% of the American workforce. So millions of people who work for federal contractors. And we just want to ensure that federal dollars are not used to discriminate. So we ensure that people are not discriminated on the basis of race, sex, national origin, color, religion, disability, or veteran status. A key component of what we're doing right now is focusing on pay discrimination, which is a persistent problem. It's been 47 years since President Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act into law. Yet the 23-cent gap between what men and women are paid persists, and this has really huge and very real ramifications for American families. It means the difference in what kinds of schools people go to, what kind of foods placed on the table, really everything, how much where families live, how much people are able to put away in their pensions. It has really huge ramifications for all families.
And how do you know that a particular contractor is guilty of this? How do these cases get to your office in the first place?
There are a couple of ways. One way is we do the audits of various contractors. And let me say at the outset that many, many contractors are very cognizant of this issue and want to comply with the law and try and do what they can. It's a very tricky issue, however. But one way we can find out whether contractors are complying with the law is to conduct audits, which we do. The other way is if a particular person and files a complaint with us because they believe that they've been subjected to wage-based discrimination.
We're speaking with Pat Hsu. She's director of the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs at the Department of Labor. And are there particular industries, areas that contractors work in that tend, in your opinion, to have greater instances of pay disparity than other industries?
I wouldn't say that. What I would say is that it's a persistent problem among all industries. Obviously, women who are paid less in jobs just because they earn less are going to have more severe ramifications for that. But I think pretty much what we find is that across the board, there is this pay gap.
And so you're hiring people to help on that particular issue at your office?
Well, thank you. Thanks to President Obama, what we've done is we have enhanced our personnel. So we've hired approximately 200 more compliance officers who are on the ground looking not only at this issue, although this is a priority issue for the OFCCP and for the White House, but for all other issues. Like I said, what we're here to do is to level the playing field for all workers. So everybody has an equal shot at a good job.
Now, what happens when you decide that to pursue a company, say, that looks like it's committing pay disparity? what proceeds from that point? Is it an administrative type of operation? Is it a lawsuit? Do they go to court? What happens?
There is an investigation that's done, an audit that's done by the OFCCP. Usually it's in our regional offices. And before we pursue any administrative or legal process, what we really try and do is provide technical assistance to the extent that we can, work with contractors. Voluntary compliance is really what we want. But we also want to make sure people are paid correctly. And so sometimes we will conciliate cases, those who have been deprived of pay that they should have been paid, we'll get that back in terms of back pay, in terms of a conciliation. And so there are many steps before we actually go to court. But at the end of the day, we are here to enforce the law.
And how often do cases come to you through whistleblowers?
Not that many recently, to be honest with you. In the past, I'd say 8 to 10 years, there has not been a lot of focus on individual complaints, and there's not been a lot of focus on having complainants look to the OFCCP as they do to the EEOC. But in fact, we think it's very important that all workers recognize that the OFCCP is here to protect their rights.
Okay, and so what's ahead now? What's your next step in this whole process?
With respect to the wage-based project, the White House project, we are going to be rescinding our 2006 guidance. We are going to be, and that guidance basically set forth some parameters with respect to what kinds of cases could proceed, wage-based discrimination cases. We're reexamining that. We're also looking to put together a new data collection instrument. It's not going to be like the EO survey of the past. It's something that's going to be new. It's something that's going to be effective. It's going to be strategic, and it's going to be the result of many conversations that I have with all of our stakeholders, including contractors and large employers who I know are very concerned about this. We want something that is going to help us, really assist us in strategically targeting those contractors that are persistent and egregious violators, but that do not cause undue burden to businesses.
And will the rules that you propose be online for people to comment as well?
What we're going to be doing in advance of that, because I really think it's important that we have a robust discussion, is we're going to be publishing what's called an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, where we're going to come up with some questions even before we publish the actual rule, just to solicit some information ahead of time in order to put together what I think and I hope will be, and I know will be, a really well-reasoned and reasonable proposed rule.
Pat Chu is Director of the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs at the Department of Labor. Thank you very much for joining us with that update.
Thank you.